Well, I guess the main thing I do now is Habitat for Humanity, but service is sort of, I guess, like it is for everyone, it's just sort of a large component of my life, and it's sort of integrated more fully than just that one activity.
Catherine Fu in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is a senior at MIT studying computer science. Although she juggles a busy academic schedule, finding time for community service remains a high priority.
Like right now, one of the things I try to do is encourage service on campus to get people into these service activities. Because once they feed into the service activities, they start thinking about the issues that are related to it. And they realize that there's more to the world than just, you know, taking your next test or doing your next problem set. That's how I got interested in all these other issues.
At this Habitat for Humanity project in the Dorchester section of Boston, a crew of about 10 volunteers, mostly women, has shown up on a mild autumn Sunday afternoon. Using a staple gun, they're installing pink fiberglass insulation in the dining room of a house under construction.
Somebody want to help me with something for a second? I'm lifting a hose up through that hole.
I started doing Habitat for Humanity my freshman year when I went to school, and it was just sort of a fun thing to do, you know, go out, hammer a few nails.
Where was the house that you built?
We worked with Boston Habitat, so we worked in Dorchester and Roxbury. And I went out there a couple times freshman year, working with different stages of the house. And I remember one day towards the end of the year, we went back and we were working on the house next door to the house we had worked on last visit. And the owner had already moved in. There are curtains in the window. There's a car in the driveway. And it gave a very personal touch to the activity. Like, it wasn't just constructing, but it was creating a home for someone. And so my involvement with Habitat sort of fell into my lap because at the end of the year, there were elections for new officers because the president was graduating, and it was me. And so I was the only one to go, so he gave me all of his files and said, go for it. And I was completely lost. I didn't know what to do. I was still a freshman. I'm sitting there like, who do I talk to? What do I do? And so I just started working on getting people out to the site. And then on learning more about the organization, I decided that we could do more than just go out to the site. We started doing some fundraising. We started doing some outreach to the campus community about Habitat and about low-income housing. And we decided we wanted to sponsor a house and to go through the whole process. One of the motivations being to build a house for someone, but also to engage a majority of the campus in that service activity, because it can be a large scale if you go out there every weekend. And if you take different people from campus out there every weekend, then you get people out there, and it sounds fun because you're doing construction, but then they also start to learn about the issues of low-income housing and why you need affordable housing and why there is a housing problem, especially in an area like Boston, where there's just not enough affordable housing at all. And in Cambridge, it's really hard to find housing even for a college student. So you can't imagine what it must be like for a family making minimum wage.